Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, happy Halloween again. We're having another special broadcast today, and I love having all our artists and guests on from yesterday, and I love them to death, but I always love when new talent is up and coming and when it's good new talent. So tonight we have a great group with us. One of them is actually from the town where I grew up in Harrison, New Jersey, and I'm very happy for him and the whole group. I'm excited for them because they sound fabulous. So we're going to play their new song tonight called Remind You, and we'll talk about what they're going to be doing tomorrow, which is a really big deal. So we're going to discuss that. And before we start, let me just say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kintnersville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Winoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's sake, The Observer in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and GenieBottles.com. The artist Mario Della Casa just ran a special today. The bottles start from like $2.99 and up, and he was giving them away today for $99 on specific bottles. Go to GenieBottles.com and check it out. All right, all in. Are we all in? Are you here, guys?
Yes, we are.
All right, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Thanks for joining me. I'm really excited for you guys. I love the song Remind You, and I think it's fabulous. So before we start, who's with us tonight out of the group?
I think we're all here because one of us are we have another phone up because he couldn't join us in person. But so we're all here. It's me, it's Luke, and there's Edgar.
Yeah, hi, I'm Edgar.
There's Jacob. Hey, what's up? There's Gil.
Hi, I'm Gil.
And then there's CJ on the phone.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, guys. Hey, that's great. Wonderful. So you guys all met in where? At school? In college? Where'd you guys meet?
So we all met at High Tech High School. It's like a magnet school in Hudson County.
Nice.
It takes people from all over the county. Like Edgar's from North Bergen. Gil's from Jersey City. CJ is from Secaucus. I'm from Harrison. Jacob's from Jersey City as well.
Nice. So now who approached who, and who said, you know what, I'm into music. How about you guys want to give this a shot? Who did it for? Who opened their mouth?
Well, Gil and Edgar in high school, that we had our majors in our high school, and they were both in audio tech, which was solely music based. So
yeah.
What had happened was I met Gil, and we both like really clicked, and we had the same taste for music, and we really just started messing around. And then after listening to another group that we really like, we went out and made our own boy band between our friends. We met through Jacob and CJ through mutual friends, and it was a really good experience to meet everybody, because then once we all got together, it just, like, clicked. Like, we just, like,
yep.
so close.
It just clicked. And you know what? To keep a band together, I know you're not actually a band, you're vocalist, except for I think one or two you actually play, but you know, to keep a band together, it's really a family, and that one piece of the family falls apart, it's just like a regular family, it ruins right. everything. So it's great that you guys act like that and treat each other like brothers, and that's fabulous. So I want to ask, who is the tech guru in the group?
It's definitely probably Gil. I'm also good with tech, but like Gil just does everything, like music wise, especially with tech.
Yeah, you did a good job on the song. You really did.
Thank you
really
so much.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
Who's the song? Who's the songwriter? Everybody, or who actually wrote? Remind you.
We all contribute.
Contributed, yeah.
Yeah.
But Gil really took
nice.
Charge with like the melodies and such.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's good. That's great. Hey, it's, you know what? It's a start, and that's how you get going, you know? And so now tell us about this Music for a Cause that you're doing in the Philippines tomorrow. Well, not in the Philippines, but tell us about it.
Well, we posted our video on Facebook, and
yeah.
one of the people who liked the video asked us if we can perform a live stream for a charity for people who are in need in the Philippines, for students who are suffering financially because of Corona. So we said yes, and we're performing live tomorrow, and we're really excited for that.
Nice, yeah, congratulations. Doing the Philippines is a big deal. They love music, and I don't mean to sound like they or whatever, but I mean, any Filipino I know, they all can sing, and they love music to death, and they
yeah,
all are very talented.
Indeed.
They're all very talented.
Exactly.
Big karaoke fans, that I know.
I don't blame
so
them.
So now you guys, are you still in school, or are you doing the music is more the full-time thing?
We're all in school. Our youngings. Jacob and CJ are still in high school. They're juniors. But then Gil, Edgar, and I are all in college.
Nice. And I don't know, are you guys all working remotely, or are some of you actually going to class? I'm just curious.
Personally, I do hybrid. Like, I go in person some days, but then I'm online other days. What about you, Edgar?
I do everything remotely at home, yeah. And go off
with
other people
at
home.
Who's that, Gil?
That was me, Edgar.
That's Edgar.
Edgar. So the one who's the music producer in the band who does everything on a computer, are you working on, who's that? That's Gil.
That's Gil.
Gil, yes.
Yeah. So Gil,
yes.
You're doing schooling online?
Correct.
Good. You know what that means? More time to be more creative at home, because you don't have to, you know.
Of course.
We won't tell your teachers that that's what you're doing sometimes. I'm only kidding. So tell me the story behind Remind You. What is it, about anyone in particular, or just the feel came and you went with it?
Well, I wrote Remind You about my two closest friends before. I think it was during quarantine, and I wrote it about their relationship, how they were pretty down after like a breakup, and
yeah.
It's like someone who you're so intimate with has now become a distant stranger, and in the future
right.
they'll live in their own separate lives and their own successes, but they'll always fall back on each other after, you know, troubling times, and they become each other's backbone despite all that.
Right. Now, your other songs that you guys have, are they more upbeat dance tunes, or all in the same vein of Remind You, rhythm-wise, beat-wise, feel?
It varies. It depends on, you know, what I was writing at the time or my mood.
Yeah, we got, like, some more like upbeat songs, but we also have songs similar to Remind You.
And yeah, like, then we have one alternative rock song called, like, Daydream.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's a good one.
Okay. Cool. I can't wait to hear the other ones. Are they, they're not ready, or where are the works?
They're still in the works, yeah.
Yeah, they're still in the works.
Great. So now, what is the lineup tomorrow? Are you, what number are you in the performance?
The way it works, it's just we Facebook Live, so we're going to start the stream ourselves at 9 a.m.
Right.
And then we're just going to take it from there. We have
We have a set list, so we're gonna do covers. We're gonna do covers of songs, pop songs.
Yeah, just like some pop songs that we know, like covers. We may do our song, but we're not really sure if we should, because we're gonna be missing somebody tomorrow.
Well,
open to requests.
Let me ask you this. Now, how can folks check it out tomorrow? Where do they go to check you guys out doing your performance?
On Facebook, there's a page called Music for a Cause. It should have an orange profile picture.
Yeah, Music for a Cause on Facebook. It's an orange profile picture.
Musicforacause.com?
No, it's on Facebook. I don't think it has a .com.
Oh, sorry.
It's just account called, or a Facebook group called Music for a Cause.
Got it. And how many other acts are going to be doing this? Do you know? How many acts?
All we know for now is we're scheduled for that time. So there are other artists that are scheduled who are scheduled for other times. But yeah, that's when we're going live tomorrow at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
And the other artists that are performing, have you heard of them before? Or are they all Filipino acts, and you guys are the only American act? I mean, what's going on with that?
So majority are aspiring musical artists from the Philippines, but it just so happens that the person who texted me regarding the event was Filipino, and we were like. The only American band, actually, kind of.
Yeah, the only American band.
They're an American band, yeah. They're coming to your town. They'll help you party down. Yeah, nice. You're going to represent the United States. That's great. Excellent. Well, that's great. I'm so happy for you. Well, I don't know if you guys want to play the song right away or if you want to keep chatting. We could chat after the song.
If we play the song, do you want to talk? Are we going to talk more after, or are you just ending it?
Absolutely. I want to know if you want to talk now, or I want everybody to hear the song. So I'm dying on
this.
Right, let's
hear the song, and then we'll answer any questions.
Everybody, this is a premiere for Applause Radio Show and a debut for the band All In, A-L-L-I-N. The song is Remind You, and I hear it on Z100 for sure. Check it out, folks. Enjoy.
Check it.
I'm a clock that's ticking when you go insane. trying to get to you. I remind you when you can't recall my face. I'm a clock that's ticking when you go insane. When you need me, I'll be there. When you call in my name, be the one to hold your hand. Don't you dare fall for me. I remind you when you can't recall my face. I'm a clock that's ticking when you go insane. When you need me, I'll be there. When you call in my name, be the one to hold your hand. Don't you dare fall for me.
I'll remind you.
Wow.
Woo!
Oh, nice.
I don't call it a Flaws Radio show for nothing. Oh, I'm telling you, I love it. I love it. And like I said to you, I'm a serious radio girl. But, I mean, I know good music when I hear it. And hang on one second. We have a caller. Hang on. Let's see who's calling. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Who's calling?
Woo! Guess who it is? Hi, guys. I had to be the first caller, the pain in the neck. I am so proud of you guys.
This must be
a proud
mama.
You know who this is?
This is my proud mama.
So, I'm so proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Wait, hold on. Someone else wants to talk to you.
Hey, guys, man, you sound great.
Oh, yeah.
And you eat a lot. But that's okay. Good job, man.
Nice.
Sounds
right?
Really good.
I love it. Yeah, they're doing great. I love it. So, are you guys nervous for the kids tomorrow?
Hell no. These guys got it together. They're nothing like us. They got it together.
I know.
I am so proud of them.
I know. They're great. I can only imagine how proud you are. I really can.
And to have them here, like, they were here all morning with us and eating with us and joking around. They're like, it's really great to be a part of it.
Nice. Did you think you'd be going through this at your age now, right?
No, man. This is good, man. It's all good stuff.
Right,
Joe, I appreciate
right.
it.
Oh, please. I love it. I had to have them on. We got to let people know about them and where they're going to be tomorrow so they can check it out. You know, we got to let everybody know.
I know they're excited too, man. Listen, my wife wants to talk to you. Hold on.
I just want to say we love you guys and all the best. You're all in, guys. You're all in.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my. Aww.
You got a proud mama there, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? She knows what's good too. Your mom, she was in the arts as well. She wanted to be an actress, you know? She had talent. She had talent, but she chose to do other things. And, you know, she knows talent when she sees it too. So, and she, you know what? When you've got something and someone believes in you 1,000,000%, you got something, you know. It's not somebody
right.
just bullshitting you guys saying, yeah, it's good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when someone, you know, but when someone says they like the song, you should always say why and ask them why, because then you know if they're telling you the truth, you know.
True.
I
That's
like
a good point.
Me personally, I love in this song, the melody's great. And I love when the double vocals come in on the verse, because you guys sound really good with your harmonies there. And you did a great job on a production for, I mean, you guys are young, right? I mean, do you mind if I ask how old you are?
Yeah, our youngest are 16 and you're 19.
I'm 19.
And our oldest is 19.
That was a kick-ass production for 19. That really was. It really was. And,
Thank you. It was.
And you know what? The more you do it, the better you get. That's bottom line. The more you do it, the better you get. Even with singing, the performing. I mean, consider every performance a performance, but it's also a rehearsal for you to get better, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like even in sports. Like, even in sports, every time you play a game, you're really trying to win, but it's really practice, you know, to get better. So I don't know. That's the way I look at it. I'm weird. People know that.
No,
so.
That's a good point of view.
But was there anything you want to tell folks out there about you guys? And like, other than doing the Filipino thing, the Philippines tomorrow, anything else coming up that you might be doing? Facebook Lives or anything?
I mean, we're always looking for new venues. But
and also we're doing episodes, solos, subunits.
Yeah,
we got
a bunch of different social media.
Yeah, we post. Where we keep posting everyone doing separate songs and little covers.
Yeah, we post things on Instagram and Facebook, TikTok.
Nice.
Yeah, we're talking about what we do.
Nice. Well, I wanted to ask you, how do you decide which one of you, after the song is written, who's going to take what part? Or do you write the song to fit the person's part?
So much time rehearsing with these guys, just sing the same song over and over that, you know, I recognize the timbre or the quality of their voices to the point where I can input them within the parts of the songs to where they're most compatible.
Nice.
That's not a really good answer.
Well, I just want to say thank you guys so much for coming on. I'm glad we could do this, and I'm so happy to play the song because I hope somebody heard it and they really like it. But I want to say thanks to the guys, Luke Reyes, Edgar Caicedo,
yeah.
Caicedo, I was close. Come on. Edgar Caicedo, Jay Martinez, Jacob Melendez,
yes,
and Gil Gabinete. Oh, I got a lot of Italians in here, huh? Hey. All right. Well, that's another thing. Now, all your guys, before you started, you all had the same music taste, or, I mean, what is your music taste? Do you have other music taste?
Yeah.
I definitely did not.
Edgar leaned a lot more towards, like,
Spanish
music.
Old sauces and, like, bachatas.
So we had to, like, drag him out of that. We wanted to, like, you know, let spice him up a little bit because, you know, he was all just on Spanish music. So, like, the rest of us were pretty, like, in sync. But, yeah, now once Edgar got on, then it was really, like, unison, you know?
No rock heads? No rock in beforehand?
Well,
nobody
I mean,
who loves rock?
I know I used to love rock because I grew up listening with my dad, but
I was always waiting to hear
I lost a lot of that. I could hear an old song on the radio and still enjoy it, but like I won't go out of my way to listen to it.
But you know what? You're doing your music. That's why you're doing your music. You know, you're not imitating somebody else. You're doing your music, and that's what I like about it too. It's original. It's original. You know, so. But anyway, guys, thank you so much. Everybody, all in, check them out tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern on Facebook. It's called Music for a Cause on Facebook. And if anybody wanted to email you or something or get in touch with you guys, where can they get in touch with you?
So
anybody?
We have
the best place is probably Instagram. To get us. And our Instagram is... All in, period, and official.
Zero official.
But it's a zero for the O. So it's all in, period, zero, official.
Wait, all in the word period or an actual period?
No, an actual period. So like
I wrote
all
period.
In,
I wrote period. I want you to know that.
All
I wrote
in,
the
dot.
Word.
Right, dot.
Yeah, dot. That's what I
And
know.
Then a zero for official.
All in dot zero official.
But it's not zero official. It's like the zero is like the O.
No,
official.
I put a line through it. Come on. I feel like I'm at work. I feel like I'm at work and getting abused here. You know, I could stay home for this shit and get abused at home. I don't need to come out here. One more time.
Dot.
Yeah.
It's all in dot official, but the O in official is a zero.
Got it. And that's at Instagram.
Yeah, that's our Instagram.
Cool. All right, I got it. Relax. Today. I'll tell you. Damn. Give me a break. I'm old. I'm a new 56. Come on. I'm just fitting into those shoes. It just happened. So I'm trying to get into those shoes. They don't fit well. Guys, thanks so much. I wish you all the best. And
thank
I'm going to try.
Thank you for having us.
I should be up. I'm definitely going to check it out. And I'll share it in the morning. Let everybody. I'll remind everybody. Because I think they should really hear you guys. You guys are fabulous. So thank you so much, everybody. All in. Their new song, Remind You. Hey, is that streaming right now or not yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
So nobody gets their hands on it right now.
No.
Okay. Well, we got to do something about that so people can hear it.
Of course.
We got to get it out there, you know? All right, guys. Thanks so much. Good luck tomorrow. Can't wait to hear it. And have fun. Most of all, have fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, nice to meet you all, and I hope to see you again soon.
All right, thank you.
I'm gonna play us out with your song after you guys go, after I finish. I'll play out remind you again. All right, guys, have a good night. Take care. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pardon me. Oh, I'm doing so much talking lately. It's crazy. Man, you know what? These kids are really good. They really are, and they're good kids. I'm telling you. I know the family of one of the boys, and a fabulous family, but needless to say. But, I mean, these are really good kids. They're still going to school, believe it or not. Killing themselves to do this, but you know what? They're loving it, and the name suits them. They are all in on this, so they're very serious, and have fun, guys. Make sure you enjoy every second of it. You'll love it. You'll never forget it for the rest of your life. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's special broadcast. I was more than happy to play this song because I wanted to share it with you guys, and tomorrow... We have, I'm kicking off November, pardon me, I'm considering it Monkeys Month, 60s Month, a little bit of everything there. We have some big surprises for you guys, and it'll be announced soon. And so thank you to both my guests today. Wow, I forgot. We had Bobby Lugosi on, and you could check him out. Was it Dusty? What was it called? Paper everywhere. Dusty Old Movies on YouTube. And he does reviews of classic horror movies and everything. Ooh, it's 8:30. Oh, I wonder if Sven Gulli has Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Oh, that's a great movie. I love it. I hope it's on. I'm going to check it out after. So if you're listening tonight, thank you so much for tuning in for this special broadcast. Oh, I have another special broadcast at 1 p.m. tomorrow. New movie out, Tar. God, I just got the information literally a half hour ago. All right, I will let you guys know who it is. So anyway, thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed that. It's a great song. And to ensure I thought it was a great song, I played it for my kids. And they were into it, and it's great. So anyway, The Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kittnersville, Pennsylvania, KJMBV Wines in South Africa, blah, 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 blah. Keys for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Productions in Texas, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org, For Pete's Sake, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and GenieBottles.com. And he's got a great holiday special going on. Go check it out. Beautiful bottles. He actually has one for Christmas. It's really cool. I think it was in the Christmas movie that Barbara Eden did. And he may actually have autographed bottles. I don't know 100%. You would have to inquire at GenieBottles.com. So busy, and oh, guys, we only have 3 days left. Go out and vote. Please go out and vote. Please. All right, we're going to end the show with Remind You. all in. Check him out tomorrow on Facebook under Music for a Cause, 9 a.m. Eastern. And there's probably some really other great talent on there, too. I'm telling you, the Philippines has some great acts. They really have some amazing talent. All right. Remind you, all in. Good night, folks. Thank you. Happy Halloween. Take care. Bye-bye.
Check it. Hey.
But I got a cheerleader, baby. You were second in the queue. I was your hot shot. So you wanna back it up? Yeah, I like it when you back it up.
No, when you come, I'll be on the way. You all alone. No sleep today.
Looking at the sky on a balcony, thinking of us and how it used to be.
Yeah, I know I'm doing good, I'm a playboy, but I think of you when I get so lonely.
Thinking how we used to fuck it up, how we fuck it up. Yeah, we never get enough, how
I
we never get enough.
When you can't recall my face, I'm a clock that's ticking when you go insane.
So when you need me, I'll be there.
I'm addicted to the things we used to do.
You feel like wasting time, 'cause I got nothing to lose.
I'm really trying to get to you.
I remind you when you can't recall my face. I'm a clock that's ticking when you go insane.
When you need me,